Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. With you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son Jesus Christ at his coming may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. Now when the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all of his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Then Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house of cedar? I have not lived in a house since the day I was brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day. But I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved among the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word of any tribal leader of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people of Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now therefore, thus you shall say to my son, my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep to be a prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went and cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name like the names of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more, and evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly from the time I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages but is now disclosed, and through the prophetic writings is made known to all the Gentiles according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Praise
to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The Annunciation scene from St. Luke's Gospel was a great favorite among artists of the Middle Ages. And of the many renderings, one of the loveliest, and I think my favorite, is Fra Angelico's fresco in the cloister of San Marco in Florence. The fresco, done in delicate pastels, depicts two gracious figures meeting in the subdued light of a silent portico. The angel starts to kneel. The astonished virgin starts to draw back. Their bodies are flexed in matching curves. Their hands are folded in identical fashion across the breast. Their heads are bowed at the same angle towards each other. And their eyes meet. The artist depicts Mary as the reflection of the heavenly messenger, the mirror of the grace which greets her. For she too now is servant of the Lord. Fra Angelico paints a wonderful, beautiful depiction of this eternal moment which St. Luke paints in words for us in this morning's gospel. Hail Mary, full of grace. Or in the version of the Bible we've just heard, greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. I suppose I prefer the former version because that's what I grew up with. But the meaning is the same. The Lord is with you. One of the most common elements of our liturgical worship is our introduction to prayer. The Lord be with you, and the almost automatic response, and also with you. You and I say it so much that we may not really realize what we're saying. It's a prayer that we speak. It is a blessing bestowed both on priest and people. The angel Gabriel spoke to the Blessed Virgin, the Lord is with you. And we say to one another, the Lord be with you. So what happens? What happens when the Lord is with you? What does it mean to have the Lord with you? For Mary, it meant a complete surrender to the will of God. It meant that she became the means by which God would enter into this world in a new way to redeem it from sin and death. It meant that Mary was willing to cooperate with God. After all, she could have said no. God doesn't force his will on any of us. And God takes a risk when he comes to us human beings. He has created us with a free will, which allows us to do our own thing, thank you very much, and not God's. Her act of faith, her assent to God, her ability to hear God's word to her through the angel Gabriel, it is this that makes her blessed. Without Mary's willing cooperation, God could not have acted in history. Now, As soon as Gabriel leaves her, Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who's 6 months pregnant with John, who's going to be called the baptizer. And when Mary greets Elizabeth, the baby leaps in her womb. The baby leaps with joy. Even in the womb, it is recognized that the child of Mary brings joy to the world, because he comes not to condemn, but to save. He comes with healing for the sick. He comes as a light to those in darkness. He comes with forgiveness to us sinners. He comes to bind up the brokenhearted. He comes to save. He is Savior of the world. In the Greek Orthodox tradition, Mary is known as Theotokos, God-bearer. She bears, she brings God to the world. And that is what happens. That is what happens when the Lord is with you. Now, I think it's hard for us to imagine Mary or anyone turning down an offer to participate in something as wonderful as bringing Christ to the world. But unfortunately, many people do turn down this very offer. Even though there is only one Mother of Jesus, one Blessed Virgin Mary, everyone is able to carry Jesus within herself or himself and bring Christ to the world. And by opening ourselves to Christ, you and I find ourselves blessed. When God is with us, we too become God bearers. Mary literally carried Jesus within her. You and I figuratively carry Jesus within us. You, yes, you, are a God bearer. Think about that. You are a God bearer. I think one of the most beautiful names in the world is that which we gave to our youngest child, Christopher, which means Christ bearer. Every one of us can be Christophers. I don't usually tell personal stories in sermons. I was taught you don't do that. But today is going to be an exception to the rule. Why? Because Jesus is personal. I want to tell you about two God-bearers in my life. The first was a man who enabled my father to stop killing himself with alcohol. My dad was a drunk of the first order, and he was physically abusive to my mother. And so my early childhood was filled with fear. But this man, a businessman, a friend of my dad's, was the God-bearer who took my father into a hotel room for a week, and with prayer, he was a good Roman Catholic, so he prayed the rosary throughout the week. With prayer and a lot of tough love, he was able to help my father stop drinking after 20 years of active alcoholism. Through that man, God gave my father the chance to live the next 30 years of his life sober and to turn his life around. He was a God-bearer. The other God-bearer I want to tell you about was a teacher of mine. And she, like all good teachers, was a good listener. And through many, many conversations, she enabled me to see that reason and faith are compatible. That to be a Christian means not just to give your heart to Christ, but your mind as well. She encouraged me to understand and believe in the God I do today. There are others in my life who showed God to me. And that's pretty personal stuff. But God is personal if He is real to you. So this morning, take a few moments to reflect. And I'm serious about this. Take a few moments in silence to reflect. Who are the God bearers in your life? Who are the God bearers in your life? Be sure to say a prayer of thanksgiving for those persons. And know this, you too are a God bearer to someone. You bring God into someone's life, to someone in your family, to a friend, to someone sitting near to you here this morning. You, when the Lord is with you, bear Christ to others. When you allow yourself to be taken over by God, when you surrender yourself more and more to Him, then you are being Christ to another person now. And so you bring joy, hope, peace, love, healing to others. That's what happens when we truly pray, "The Lord be with you." Then we are Theotokos. Then we are God bearer to those around us. Amen.
Stand with me and let us share our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God,
Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, life from life, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father, through whom all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came.
prayers at the table of time as well as human prayer. Rejoicing with Mary that the word came among us, let us offer to God our prayer, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. May we find in Mary the servant of the Lord, the model of our heart's willing surrender to God's call. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May we discover in true spiritual virginity the richness of what God alone can do to make Christ come alive in Mary, in us, and in all the world. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May the God of mystery who dwells in unapproachable light draw us more and more deeply into the path of divine wisdom beyond all human expectation. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May our assembly of disciples be a womb and place for the shaping of Christ by God's power, that we may give birth to Christ from the womb of our community for the world. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May our deepest hearts find strength in the gift of the blessed hope of what God has begun to do in our world, and all our persons by Christ's saving work will be brought to the fullness of our Savior. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May we remember before God all of who are in any need and who cry for the presence of God, those especially on our prayer list. Robert, Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Bobby, Kenny, Nicole, J.R., Jerome, Mark, Blair, Michelle, Harry, Joan, Kyle, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Colton, Chuck, Jimena, Jimmy, Terry, Naomi, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Carolyn, Brent, Ryan, Larry, Carl, Teddy, Richard, Todd, Mandy, Charles, Betsy, Wendy, Peggy, Peter, Wendell, Betty and Harold, Andrew, Betsy, Karen, Jane, Jeff, Emily, Virginia, Ruth.
For this is your praise, Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Are there other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces, especially those deployed in harm's way. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Anne-Marie Carpenter, Jane Grant. Are there others? Call us to yourself, O God, as you call Mary, that we may be formed into a dwelling of holiness, giving life to all peoples of the world through Mary's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us.
That we may delight in your word and walk in your ways, to the glory of God.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you. Good morning. Several announcements to which I would call your attention. First and foremost, I think we need to acknowledge with thanks Jim Short, who is out of town this weekend, constructed the new banner pole and the framework for it, for the new banner, and there will be other seasonal banners to come. But if you get a chance, be sure to thank Jim for his work on that. This is the last day to sign up for poinsettias in the Flower Guild room. There's a chart on the door. If you'd like to get poinsettias for Christmas Eve, please do so. And speaking of Christmas Eve, there's one service, 5 p.m. this Wednesday afternoon. 5 p.m., the Christmas Eve Mass. Are there any other announcements? Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts.
Thank you.
with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may, without shame or fear, rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, by whose providence our Savior Christ came among us in great humility, sanctify you with the light of his blessing and set you free from all sin. May he whose second coming in power and great glory we await make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love.
Amen.
May you who rejoice in the first advent of our Redeemer at his second advent be rewarded with unending life.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.